We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
All of these roads sort of lead back to your Bears and what they're doing. And for me, there's no way to feel good about it right now. Do we have the second interviews for GMs yet? Is Ryan Poles getting a second interview?
Layla Rahimi.
Ryan Poles.
I know we keep on using the word collaborative, but it's so real.
I believe in the wristband.
I have a couple paragraphs from Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. Ryan Poles could be the next general manager hire. That's my italics voice. The Chiefs executive director of player personnel is just 37, and there'd be a learning curve. While he's been in a management role for the last few years in Kansas City, overseeing teams' road scouts, he hasn't worked on contracts with agents, the roster management, or other elements on the operations side. So this is quite the promotion.
Awesome.
But Poles is bright, has a great eye for talent. So there's
scouts.
Some potential here. He has a second interview with the Bears on Tuesday and is tentatively scheduled to meet with the Vikings a second time on Wednesday.
Ryan reports to Ted.
We'd like to probably not do that again.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernsey and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sooner or later, one of these names is going to be standing at a lectern and smiling and taking awkward photos and spouting cliches. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be somebody, and this process is going to produce your new Chicago Bears brain trust, whether we like it or not. And there's George in his jacket with his orange shoelaces on.
Well, that's him being just a fan. Just send a car.
Seriously. Like, the man of the people thing only goes so far. The populist bit. It's one thing, you know, you want to be Tom Ricketts walking around the stands and shaking hands and kissing babies, or shaking babies and kissing hands if you get it transposed.
I always make that joke. Every single time.
You have to. Or isn't it George that does the, I'm over the tailgate thing. Oh, look at you, regular Bears fan.
The South Lot.
Ooh, yeah, that's the hardcore one. The South Lot.
It's like those people who say something and they don't even realize they're being the example of the thing that they're fighting. Ooh. Like, that's kind of where I feel about it.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And on this Tuesday, we are going to have Kevin Fishbane joining us at 10 o'clock with the latest on the Bears' search for help. We'll do the midday midway at 10:45. We've got Rob Schaefer, who's on the Bulls beat for NBC Sports Chicago and the Bulls Talk podcast, on whatever that was last night, which just, it felt like loss avoidance more than anything else.
It's the second worst team in the NBA, and I'm not happy with what we're seeing right now, even though I understand it.
A lot of stuff to get to along the way as well, and if there is anything that happens on the Bears front that is newsworthy, we certainly will break in and let you know. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app today, or visit BetQL.com. You want to send an email, Those go to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we stream at 670thescore.com. Your texting appears in the text zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. When you download the Odyssey app, you can stream the score on your mobile devices and control that whole experience. You can interact on Facebook if you're a maniac. And if you're not, there's Twitch. It's twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. It is in the three box right now where you can see Mike Rankin drinking coffee in the top of Rick Camp's head and Layla and me. And you can also be part of the chat that goes on there. It's directed the whole thing, the video, the chat by Evan Thomas and Connor O'Donnell. That is Rick Camp, our executive producer, and Mike Rankin and the executioner Ray Diaz in the back doing his stuff.
I am wearing two turtlenecks. Party. It was like -8 today.
But what do they call those, the shirts that have the little hand things?
Thumb loop.
Okay. Yes. like those.
I do too, because they keep me warmer.
I don't own any of those. I think today is finally it, because usually Tuesdays with the late afternoon hockey practice is when I do my lake walk.
Today is not the day.
So far, I've done it every time, regardless of weather. I think, should I try it today? Should I try the lake walk?
On the coldest day of the year?
Just kind of badge of honor stuff or no? Or I'm going to be completely miserable, right?
I am just a walker from point A to point B in these times. So
I've got my 45-minute
I did
path.
See somebody run today. He like cut me off to go to the like courtyard at Prudential and then he nearly slipped and I was like, sucker.
Because usually I would go and I would be canvassing the perch fisherman. I think it's probably iced over in DuSable Harbor. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to get my unofficial fishing report because I don't think they're going to be out there. They can't perch fish through ice, right?
Oh, I'm the wrong person to ask. You're the fisherman.
I would say you're looking at the three of us.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
If there's one thing I know about, it's perch fishing and ice.
I'm pretty sure this precludes, like, it's not like Geneva or something. I think the ice there means you're not going to be out there, like, you know, breaking through it, sitting there all day in your snowmobile
suit.
No,
you could
suit.
Ask about the ice. Tibbs.
That's what ice. We're going with. We still have another month before the Knicks play the Bulls again.
You don't like that drop whenever we mention Tibbs?
I do. I just think of like a dark opera and not Step Brothers. Is that wrong?
I don't know. I just feel like there's so much intensity whenever Tom Thibodeau enters the screen. We'll work on it.
And those were the Brian Flores comps, too. The people are describing him very in similar terms as an unquestioned tactician and strategist. It just doesn't necessarily make people happy when he's around.
Let's try it with Brian Flores. If I say Brian Flores, what happens? Is it almost too formal for them? Is that what it is?
The idea
what would be
of,
a less formal ver- what would be the sweatsuit version of
that's it. I think there's a contrast here because like you see Tibbs and he's in his like Adidas tracksuit with his mullet. Well, okay, maybe not that version now.
I like the bright blue one where he looks like Violet Beauregard.
Oh, also I like how the NBA casually went from suits to quarter zips and then just stayed there.
A great look for Billy Donovan. He's got such dad energy. He has huge dad energy.
That mustache he had was awful.
But it's also in the way that he coaches too. It's also like, you know, I'm a little disappointed in your performance. I expect more from you. You know, he's got that sort of supportive dad thing going. I think he's a really good coach, and he's going to be tested with what's going on with this team, but. I mean, I get it.
Oh, wait. It's Bulls. They played Oklahoma City. We have a box score to discuss. And it's a Tuesday, as in the last time we talked about Mastodon to an Oklahoma City box score. Should we bring it back?
It's been that long?
I think so.
It's been a week? It can't be.
It can't.
Can't be. That the... I'm just... I can't believe when George decided to wear that jacket. Like, how... When George McCaskey says, I'm going to go pick up a general manager candidate at the airport, and I'm going to wear navy blue shoes with orange laces and a Chicago Bears like embroidered leather. Like what are you? You own the, you're the chairman of the board.
What? It's, I don't care about the shoes and laces. That stuff doesn't bother me. Wear what you want. But I think like picking up somebody for O'Hara's reserve for like relationships that have just gone official and not a professional atmosphere.
Like the idea of picking, when's the last time like went into the airport to pick someone up and they didn't say like, hey, when you have your bag, I'll be over in the cell phone lot. When you have your bag, text me that you're in Terminal 3 Vestibule D, go to the second island and I'll pick you up. Like, when's the last time he's like, I'm going to go in and meet you at the airport?
Yeah, that's the last time that happened, I think, was like the Olympics when I got back. Because I had three checked bags. Because I was there for a month and a half. Like, I think over a month. Yeah, that's about it.
But that's going to be the executive, and maybe that's just his homespun way of saying our Bears family, and it's like old cousin Ryan is in town, and he's coming. We'll pick him up. He's going to stay in the guest room.
But here's
too much credit. That it's, what if that's just like that's the jacket on the hook,
or that's all his jackets? He's got like five of them. That's just the one he grabbed.
Yeah, that the clothing doesn't bother me. The optics do. Like, here's Wani talking about the Jaguars flying a private plane to go see Brian Daboll, right? They when they interviewed Shane and Daboll, it was a, we're not going to waste your time. We respect that you're in the playoffs. We're going to use our private plane to fly to see you because that's what a professional team does. And then you've got the contrast of, and credit to the guy who got the video, because, man, everybody's talking about it today. Some dude caught video of George McCaskey getting somebody from the airport. Like, I understand, but at the same time, it's just, get a car. Like, get a car service. This is the number three market in the country.
Weird question. What does George drive?
I mean, I don't care.
I just wonder. No, I just it's usually with, you remember the Bears made a whole thing about Mitchell Trubisky's 97 Camry.
That means he's down to earth.
What that meant to them?
Kirk Cousins drove a van, right? Are we going to judge his quarterback play based on that van?
Here's the question: if you tell Mitch he needs new drive axles, what happens?
Oh God! Let the text line tell people you need new drive axles.
Boy,
because when I brought that up, trying to make the point that the car dealer was indeed trying to fleece me, it's like, well, you don't know. No, I 100% knew. So stop it. Stop trying to use other people to make yourself feel better.
According to the 815, George drives an old Honda Accord. He lives out here in Sycamore. I know that's true. He does live in Sycamore.
And too loves me a Honda Accord, but none of this should matter. Like, this is the junk that shouldn't matter. But be professional. What is the industry standard for interviewing candidates? Is it that? Is it you picking them up for the airport? Because think about that. What if that happened in New York? Could you imagine the Mara family going to like LaGuardia or JFK to pick somebody up? Impossible, first of all, the logistics. But like, no, you just send a car. LA? LAX? Send a car. Okay, what's the third biggest city in that order?
Right.
Once again, you send a car. Unless it's a relationship. That's how you know you're official, when somebody wants to pick you up from O'Hare. So maybe we should be using that lens, because then that means it's official.
Well, that gets a little weird.
No, that's relationship measurement.
And that's,
are they picking you up from O'Hare?
It's very Bears, too. It's very Bears family. And that gets back to the long-standing attending morning mass with Virginia and with the family.
This is it. Like 773, this is one of our favorite texters. I'm sorry, we do have our favorites. Had to meet them at the airport to get through, get their thought on grit. Like, that's it. That's what this is. It's like,
what if George surprised us and he was like, no, George rolls with a Bugatti or something?
That would be cool.
I bet he's got several cars. It's just the matter of when he's driving to the airport, probably is in the Honda Accord and not the Bugatti in the middle of winter. Most people are keeping that one until the weather improves.
Yeah, you're not driving that in this weather, no. But either way, is that really, is that you trying to hammer home the point that you're just a fan? Because that's not helping. That's not how a professional organization worth billions of dollars runs the business usually.
When we return, we will talk about what happened in Oklahoma City last night and see if we can make sense of where the Bulls are, what they need to do. And also, you know that when Io has a good game, chances are he has made NBA history. And in fact, Io Dosunmu again last night made NBA history. He did something that has never been done before. That and more next on The Score.
Io lets it fly. The 45-footer, good. It hit the glass, went right down the pipe. Onions, baby onions for Io Dosunmu. Bullseye.
And he didn't over-celebrate it, which was cool. You hit that, you act like you knew it the whole time. You meant to bank it in, you head to the locker room, and, it's three more points for you. What a night.
Heck no. I would be running around the court like a yahoo.
Well, if it's a game winner, yeah, but going into half.
No, still, yes.
Or the end of third,
Yeah, you're right. It's more fun to just run off the court and keep going.
I don't know,
like
how
Jimmy
those...
Graham did after that touchdown last year. Remember Jimmy Graham?
Yes. Yeah, we just was like left.
I mean, he had a lot of days off and all, but he earned a lot of money. And I want that job.
I read the
My
other
dream
day...
job is Jimmy Graham's job.
Well, he's not going to have it anymore. You can take it.
Well, he's still getting paid.
Right?
That's it. That's my dream job, guys.
Is it true that the other day, Steph Curry... That was the first buzzer-beating game winner of his entire career. He has hit...
How is that possible?
That's what I said. He's apparently hit shots that have ended up winning the game. But that was his first, like, walk-off buzzer-beater, the red light comes on game winner that he's ever had.
Yeah, because everybody thinks about, like, the 30-footer in OKC, but that was, like, fractions of a second left.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's his first actual buzzer beater by the definition of it that he's had. So I would have never known that until I read it. I also certainly would not have known this. So you know when I'm bringing up a stat like this, it's going to come from Jeff Farrer, the our unofficial Bulls statistician, who's on Twitter at JF_FEY. Io Dosunmu's final stat line was as follows. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 three-pointers made, 71% shooting from the floor. Io is the first rookie in NBA history to hit those thresholds in each category in a game. No rookie has ever done that. Period.
I feel like we have an Io stat of the week every week.
That's indeed we do. And he is the official keeper of the
Io stat of the week.
The Io stat of the week. It sounds like a surgical instrument. Give me the Io stat. Here
I thought we were going to say it together.
Io stat of the week. Nicely done. But he is, the more you give him, the more opportunities, and he's had some nights where things have been a little rough for him. He's still not polished around the edges as a playmaking point guard, but I think he's going to have to learn that fast for the next couple of months.
I have a question for you, Dan Sir Esquire Bernstein Presidente.
See.
Of basketball operations manager.
Dígame, hombre.
I'm just going to keep saying titles. Where are you with the Io has a ceiling standpoint? Because you were pretty strong on that stance a month ago,
yeah,
2 months ago.
I do think when you can't jump, you got to work your way around a lot of other things. And so far, what do you need to see? You need to see the teardrop. You need to see the true jump shot in hard dribble stop. Have your defender moving backward to create space. Starting to get that a little bit. I am not saying there are areas that he can't reach, but there are little like scouting marking points when you're not a great explosive leaper. The other thing too, he's long.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Don't you think he can use his length
yes,
to his advantage? And he is. You're seeing that.
His length really does help him. I want him to get absolutely the most out of it. And I think what did we ask KC about it? And KC, I forgot exactly, I've heard a million comps, and we've had these comp battles that we've been doing on Twitter, and some of the names that are coming up of who he can be and where he is at certain levels based on his skill set. Alvin Robertson's name was invoked for some of the 80s stuff on there. So I don't know yet. There's a big cloud of names and possibilities here. I just think his athleticism is going to be his primary headwind to maxing out whatever he can do.
I think it's the shot, like consistency in the shot, because he's shooting well from three this year, but he's not shooting well from the free throw line. And generally, that's a better indicator of long-term shooting prowess.
That's the entire Bulls team outside of DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, I feel like.
Well, outside of those two guys, the other ones don't get to the line.
Yeah, the other guys who take every free throw.
And Zach barely gets to the line. So really, we're talking about DeMar.
Yeah. But like that's the thing. And John Hollinger at The Athletic, actually, he once a week, he writes up a few graphs on a rookie, and his rookie this week was Io. And he mentioned that the thing that'll determine his ceiling is probably going to be consistency of the three-point shot, just for how long can he stay out there and help you space the floor to balance out how solid the defense is.
But I don't mind him working on his mid-range game right now, because that is NBA 101. Perfect mid-range, work out to three.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Especially right now, when in a game without DeMar DeRozan, where that area of the floor is a little more open, or when he's going to be running some second unit stuff where he's more of a primary dude, where they work around him and what he does. Now he's going to have to do more work on the three when presumably next game DeRozan's back, so Io's not handling the ball as much, and he has to be one of your corner shooters that people have to at least respect to create the space for LaVine and DeRozan to drive.
That was the most frustrating thing about watching last night, was the patented Billy Donovan extra pass. The ball movement was just not there. The defense was just also pretty stagnant. I felt like they did a lot of zone, which is fine. I prefer that to drop, but like it just looked like a Bulls team that we hadn't seen this season.
And I also keep getting back to my first thought that I always had on Coby White. And I still think if he maxes out on a champion, he's a sixth man of the year candidate. On an NBA champion, he is Lou Williams. He is in the Jamal Crawford role. That is second unit. Don't worry about anything. Just get it and shoot it. Score. Get your and-ones. Get to the line. Just give me 20 points tonight. Give me 18 to 20 as the first guard off the bench. And if you're Vinny Johnson, like, do that. Andrew Toney, and be that dude. And don't worry about anything else. We'll take it all off your plate. You know, be a representative defender. Be difficult to screen. Don't get into foul trouble. Don't reach. But I think I'm done asking him to consistently get me into my stuff.
Rick Camp, are you running our Twitter account?
Maybe.
Were you going to tell us about this article that came out?
Wait. So
it's literally just a quick recap of our 45 segment yesterday about RIP Louis Anderson.
Fight Club. RIP Louis Anderson. Wait,
it's a story that we talked about it?
No, I mean, over at Barrett Sports Media.
Okay.
We're going to talk about more Bulls with Rob Schaefer at the top of the hour. But
Jason Barrett knows how things go here. He knows it's all in good fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope he's not trying to drive
wedge. No,
okay.
It's all good.
He knows. I saw that come across, and I'm like, is this the news about a segment?
No, it's basically, hey, they did this. This was fun. How about that whole deal?
Okay.
And it was Jordan Bondurant that wrote it.
Wait. Well, then.
Over at Barrett
for the
Sports
press
Media.
About the press. About the press. Infinity.
773 texter says Coby is Ben Gordon. No, he's not.
No.
Let's slow your roll on that a little bit. Ben Gordon was a very, very special bunch scorer for a while.
But 224 just probably nails it, saying the team is noticeably exhausted. DeMar's out for load management. their numbers are way down in personnel, as we all know. If you're going to rest people, do it against Oklahoma City, but you shouldn't only win by a single point after being up 28.
And when we have Rob Schaefer on in an hour, there is something I've been thinking about for a while that I'm kind of getting back to about a fundamental truth to this Bulls team that I need to think through. He's going to help us do that.
Well, you've got to stop using your guests for therapy.
No, that's free therapy. You know, you got to have
sports
some
therapy.
Yeah, there's perks. You know, occasionally the Western Open sends you a free, quarter zip golf jacket. I don't know. And sometimes you get guests that can help you through things. You feel a little better about yourself by the end of the day. That's the life hack.
I got to tell you, I've been thinking about that poor caller who you eviscerated because he realistically brought up the real thing that actually happened later. And you were like, no, it's not going to happen this time. Like, you can't talk like that. You can't be pessimistic. And I'm like, no, he's working through some stuff. And then he ended up being right. And your happiness was short-lived.
Was this the caller who said that no matter what, the Bears would screw it up?
Uh-huh.
And that there's that it was after we found out, right? It was the day that we found out that Nagy and Pace were fired and we had four hours of
happiness. But he brought right. up really good sports
yeah.
points.
Yeah, he was right. He was right. That now I'm back thinking that no matter what, here comes Georgia. Look at me, and I got my Bears jacket on. Let's get in my Honda Accord. And this guy's thinking, oh, what am I doing?
It's a PT Cruiser with wood plates, okay? Handles.
It's so perfect.
I do have it confirmed.
The burgundy, like the Dr. Pepper PT Cruiser?
No, no joke. It is confirmed. Honda Accord with a Bears vanity plate. That is confirmed.
Okay.
From this machine.
Why would you do that to him?
What should the vanity plate be?
Bears.
Beat me to it.
With 75 S's.
That's like the paint truck one that I sent you guys that I don't think got the message across because it said wet pant.
Wet pant.
Oh, I laughed at that for quite some time.
Or maybe he knows something we don't.
Right.
Maybe he's being more honest than we know.
Now people are just describing what's in the Accord. The book of CDs on the backseat. That was in my Accord. What? That's hilarious.
Next up, Kevin Fishbane will catch us up on everything the Bears are doing and why they're doing it, and maybe he'll tell us it'll all be okay, even though it probably isn't going to be.
Stop doing that! Stop using them!
Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.